We're talking today with Forrest Lucas, who is president of Lucas Oil Products and also involved with something called Protect the Harvest. Mr. Lucas, first of all, tell us a little bit about your involvement or your interest in the agricultural industry and I guess, as a result, in Protect the Harvest.
Well, I was raised on a small farm like most people were back in the old days, you know, you milk the cows by hand and raise your pigs and chickens and live out of the garden, can your food, and it's all very old-fashioned stuff. But I was raised like that, and I was raised by people with some pretty high morals. And, you know, working as a was something everybody's supposed to do. Work your, and I had a lot of, I'd say, good ethical people ahead of me. So you do what you do. You take care of your neighbors. You take care of the, and my dad would say, son, you always take care of the widow woman. So when I got a chance, you know, with the oils, so I became successful. I had a chance to go to Missouri and buy a ranch and start raising some cattle. So it was a fun thing for me. And I promised myself I'd do it when I worked my way through school raising show cattle. So I said, if I ever get a chance to go back and do it the right way, I will. So that's what I'm doing. But one of my cowboys calls me up and says, is it all right if we put some signs along the ranch? You know, we got several miles of highway frontage out there. And I said, okay, but what's it about? And he explained it to me. I said, well, that's HSUS. So I hopped on a jet and went out there and got lucky and found the right guys that happened to be there. One of them had run the campaign for a state senator, got elected, and actually I think for one of the presidential candidates a few years before. So they were there. They knew what to do, how to do it. They thought somebody else was going to come along and use these ads, but they didn't. So when the senator led me to them, we were able to put these ads together in a day or two, you know, and had the time by. So we only had 6 days left to run. You know, this was, I spent $400,000 plus my time and actually probably about another $50,000 on it. But we took them from, I think, 67 to 33 favorable at down to 51 to 49. So we actually lost by 1 point. But everybody in the ag industry was, we won every county, every ag county. And it was a proposition, so the legislators had the right to dig into it and take out all the bad stuff. When it was full of bad stuff, it would have virtually ruined all animal agriculture in the state of Missouri. So they took all that out, and what was left was nothing. So essentially, we won, but we also spent about 3 months there in that last getting all that legislators to get this thing stripped. And in that period of time, what I realized, nobody in the country was fighting these guys. Nobody. None of the big companies, you know, the food providers, nobody. So
you're talking about HSUS in this case. Nobody fighting them.
Nobody was fighting. Nobody's fighting any of the animal rights guys. Nobody's fighting any environmentalists. It was just, you know, I know I can beat them. I know I have enough money and enough name and enough courage to do something, you know. But sooner or later, somebody would have to come out and start helping them with it. That's been a little slow to come, not at the speed I expected. But I've got a real good staff of guys together. We're always going to try to make it bigger. And we got a lot of people like, you know, you guys right here in Oklahoma. This is a fantastic group of people here. We've got a lot of laws passed at the federal level and state level, county levels. These guys are attacking from all levels.
What's the danger you see from that HSUS message that seems to be anti-animal agriculture, really anti-modern production agriculture?
It's not just that. It's pets as well as they are vegans. You know, they make a lot of money. So a lot of them are just doing it for the money, I'm sure. But you got Wayne Pacelli at the top of it. He's a vegan. He thinks they should have the right to dictate who gets to live and who gets to die. And this is already happening over in the Philippines and places like that where a lot of people have been starved to death because they won't use our GMO food. But here, they're trying to come into this state. They've got the foothold in California right now. We're fighting that battle out there. But we've got two states already where we passed amendments to the Constitution So they can't come in. They can't slip in some garbage in a bill where nobody's paying attention like they have done in a lot of other states.
This is a right-to-farm type of proposition you're talking about, right?
Right. It's going to not just it's going to actually be an amendment to the Constitution. Basically, what you've already got is just going to be in the Constitution, so these guys can't come in because our constitutions are not written with the idea that somebody like them would ever even exist. Nobody ever thought we would have to be out here fighting off people who wanted to take away our agriculture and our right to feed ourselves. So it's a very big deal. And right now, Oklahoma is in a great position to get this passed.
So we're, you know, the organization that you've helped put together using some of your resources and I'm sure align yourself with some others. It's called Protect the Harvest, right?
ProtectTheHarvest.com. We try to send everybody to the website to check it out because it's really hard to tell people in a couple of minutes. You know, if you see them on the street or something, or even right now, a lot of your listeners are probably going to be confused. ProtectTheHarvest.com, and there's even a toll-free number there if they want to get some harder questions answered. But that's what we're trying to do, yes, and trying to give help these legislators down here get this thing done. It's very, very important we get this bill passed.
So, you know, obviously we're looking at if the state Senate approves the measure as well, at some point will end up on a ballot for the people. And that'll be a point, obviously, where HSUS will use a lot of their resources to say, this is bad, you need to vote it down.
They've already started. They've already run the first ad now, and it's all lies. If you ever see one of their ads, like on television, when you see the poor old cats and dogs and send us money, we'll take care of them, that's a lie. None of that money goes to the animals. And they're lying now, and they're going to lie till this election is over with. So disregard what they're saying. It is lies, all lies. And just listen to me here a little bit, if you will, or listen to your own. Call your congressman and talk to them. This is the truth. This is what these guys really are, is what I told you. Yeah, you think it's crazy, but it's true. And we got a chance right now to make this a safe state.
With this type of language in the Constitution, it basically would put the Department of Agriculture in a position of helping determine what a farming practice is, and would keep, I guess, folks that were trying to impose just their opinions on farmers, ranchers. As a result, is that your read?
Well, it would keep somebody from coming in and bringing in something bad, you know, trying to pass zoning laws and stuff like that that would make it impossible for you to even raise animals or pets or whatever. It's not going to change the bill except for the fact it's going to be in the Constitution where the bill you've already got is virtually going to be the same bill in the Constitution where somebody can't slip in here and amend the thing when somebody's not paying attention.
Bigger picture, as far as you're looking, and I know you're what kind of monitoring what HSUS does, not just here but across the country.
Right.
How do we best, you know, counter their message? I know that's something you're trying to do with your own message, but how do we effectively let those consumers understand, educate them, in fact, what we're doing out in the rural areas of the country?
Well, one, if you go and check out what we're trying to keep everybody abreast of it on our internet, but not everybody's going there, of course. But if you really want to really know a lot about it, you know, you have to listen to what we're saying here and get involved. You got to get involved. It's our legislators who can make the laws. They can change the laws. They need your help financially, and they need your help calling them up and giving them, you know, saying, hey, you're doing the right thing, or this is what I prefer you do. But we got to work with them. They make the laws. And yes, this is it's going to be a worldwide thing, you know, because it's already virtually destroyed agriculture in Europe. And now we're over here fighting this thing, you know, and we've done them a lot of damage. We got a lot more to do, but we got to have a lot of people with us. But the main thing is quit sending them money. If you got a local dog pound there somewhere in town, they need the money. They they don't get enough money because everybody thinks when you send the money out to the ASPCA or PETA or somewhere like that, it's going to the dog pound. None of that money goes to the dog pounds.